This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Tom Salonica, who's the VP of Marketing for FibroChem. Tom, how are you?
Great. It's a great day today.
Well, Tom, I'm excited. Your Process Optimization Seminar Series has been incredibly successful, so much so that you already have another one scheduled here in September, probably the last one for the year, so this is going to be the one people are absolutely not going to want to miss. But give us a little overview, Tom, of how did these seminars come about and what some of the response has been.
Well, Joanna, the training seminars came about by the request from the industry itself. There had been a few training programs in the industry, but a lot of them would take the customers out of their plants for multiple days and sometimes even take them internationally. And while that's exciting and fun, a lot of plants just want to get the information, get it to their staff in a very efficient and quick fashion, and get folks home with that information so they can start to put it to work right away. So that really was the impetus for the POS, Process Optimization Training Seminars. And when we put the design together, four companies raised their hand and said, yes, I absolutely want to be a part of that. And those four companies are Fermentis, Fremont Industries, Novozyme, and Fibroethanol Performance Group.
So, Tom, after, you know, these, you, I think you're in your sixth seminar, is that correct, here in September?
That's right. This will be the sixth seminar, and all indications are it's going to be, yet again, another sold-out show. We've been so overwhelmed by the response from the industry that every single one of these programs has been sold out.
So, Tom, how have you sort of evolved your training now over the past six seminars? What types of things have gone really well that you're continuing to do, and what are some new things that you're going to be adding here to the seminar in September?
The one thing that we've always held as a core to the process optimization seminars is that the class sizes are small. So the one-on-one relationship between the trainers and those that have come to learn new technologies is a very personal one. You're right there. You're with the instructor. Your class is small. You're with folks that are doing the same thing as you are. So the flow of information back and forth is really refreshing. The instructors make sure that they're giving information that is usable immediately as soon as that operator gets home to the plant. And each and every seminar, we just get a little bit better at making sure that information is accurate and usable.
So, Tom, does anything change, and has anything significantly changed in the industry from what we've seen even 2 years ago? How are people running their businesses differently that make them more efficient, or what are you still seeing that they're not doing that could be making them more efficient?
Well, of course, training is paramount to how well a plant is going to run and how profitable that plant is running. And employees at plants are definitely getting better. We as suppliers have to raise our game every single day. When we walk into a plant, we're bringing our A game because those folks that are running these plants are getting very, very good. But as suppliers, we're on the cutting edge of information and systems and processes that can help that plant be more profitable. And while an operator may be concerned about how well they're moving the needle in a particular area for that given day, week, or month, or even year, their management team is looking to see whether or not those changes and processes are making that plant profitable. So the instructors at the Process Optimization Seminar are focused on both giving process technology ideas and new ways of doing things that will help that operator hit those needles and objectives, but also the managers that will probably send these folks to the seminar are going to feel good when they come back that these processes that are being suggested are all focused at making that plant more money.
Tom, can you tell us, what have some of the responses been from some of the people who have attended and gone back to their plants? Have you been hearing success stories?
We have. We've had several plants that have learned things of the process optimization and come back, put them in place, and have had great savings. Or what we'd like to really see the success in is that their ethanol yield per bushel has gone up, maybe only a point or two, but that can mean hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to that plant. So it's the subtleties, it's these small point increments that really make a difference. I think maybe the thing that makes us feel the best, though, is that plants continue to send their staff to the event. And so if a plant hasn't had anybody go there, and when their staff gets home, they'll wind up sending more people to the next one. We've had over 120 different ethanol plants that have attended these seminars to date. We've trained well over 300 people so far.
And Tom, what is the maximum amount of people that can register for each seminar? What's your sold-out capacity for September's event?
September's event will be capped at 45 people, which is what all of the other events have been. So that keeps that class size very, very small, and it keeps that one-on-one interaction. Right now, we're getting close to about sold out, so we've got room for just a few more people to register. And right now, they can still register and get that lower price.
And Tom, where can they go to register?
Everything can be done online at processoptimizationseminar.com. It's a little bit long, but it's accurate and gets you right to it. You can also contact the sales reps of any of the four sponsoring companies of the event. So again, Novozyme, Fermentis, Fremont Industries, or Phibro Ethanol Performance Group. All of those sales reps that are coming into those plants can help get your people registered, and it's fast, simple, and inexpensive.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Joanna.